With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ending the war in Ukraine, the focus of talks scheduled this week, those discussions to involve high-level American and Ukrainian officials.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says he and Secretary of State Rubio will be meeting with the Ukrainian delegation in Saudi Arabia
to get these talks back on track, get the ceasefire in place.
Last week, President Trump suspended military aid and intelligence to Ukraine to pressure Ukrainian President Zelensky to accept a peace deal with Russia. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump is talking about lifting the ban on intelligence sharing with Ukraine, and he's also talking about tariffs.
For years, the globalists, the big globalists, have been ripping off the United States. They've been taking money away from the United States, and all we're doing is getting some of it back, and we're going to treat our country fairly.
The president on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. China's retaliatory tariffs on American agricultural products take effect today. Last week, Mr. Trump hiked tariffs on a range of Chinese goods. Israel is cutting off electric supplies to Gaza, as well as a supply of humanitarian aid to the war-battered region. The move is aimed at ratcheting up the pressure on Hamas to finally release the hostages it continues to hold. Also at SRNnews.com, the FAA is investigating yesterday afternoon's fiery crash of a single-engine plane in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The plane went down in the parking lot of a retirement community in Manheim Township. Five people on board hospitalized, several sent to a burn center. So no injuries on the ground. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are sharply lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are down 374 points. The Nasdaq futures off 246 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life victory in Wyoming.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bills being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists and other liberal groups are bashing California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females in sports. Speaking on the inaugural episode of his new podcast, the potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate called it an issue of fairness. The Democratic Party is having an internal debate over transgenderism in the wake of its loss to President Trump and the Republicans last fall. This is SRN News. There is growing concern over what is found in some beauty products.
Cancer-causing ingredients have been found in popular synthetic hair products, also known as hair weaves. A new Consumer Reports study found artificial hair brands like Magic Fingers, Sensational, Shake and Go, all had carcinogens. 90% of the hair surveyed also included high concentrations of lead. Exposure to even low levels of lead can cause damage over time, and higher levels can cause kidney and nervous system damage. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Tens of thousands of people have packed Mexico City's main plaza to celebrate with President Claudia Sheinbaum a decision by the U.S. to postpone tariffs on many of the country's goods. The crowd clutched large Mexican flags and banners that read, Mexico is to be respected, as they cheered Sheinbaum. The celebration came days after President Trump put on hold 25% tariffs. SRNnews.com.